You're listening to SBS News.
Late last year, Amber Cox was raising her children in the regional West Australian town of Kojonup. But her life changed when she learned that her partner of 3 years had taken his own life.
I can't even describe how I felt. I cried, I screamed, I yelled. I tried to ring his phone. I checked my messages and stuff to see, I don't know, just to see if he was online or something like that. Just try to see if, try and look for reasons that it wasn't, if it wasn't true, kind of thing. I was absolutely devastated. That phone call changed me. Changed the way I look at life, changed the way I treat people, changed everything. I started drinking. I was always angry. The house that I was previously living in was smashed up. I cried for hours. I just lost it there for a bit.
Ms. Cox says there were no warning signs in the week leading up to the loss of her partner.
There was no indication whatsoever to say that he was about to commit suicide. I had no idea. I knew that he struggled with anxiety and depression. Like I knew that, and I helped him, but nothing indicated at all that he was going to take his own life. I didn't see it at all.
Ms. Cox is not alone. The suicide rate in Australia has risen over the last decade. In 2017, more than 3,000 Australians died by suicide and more than 65,000 attempted. It was the leading cause of death for Australians between 15 and 44 years of age, and suicide rates among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were double those of the rest of the country. They're alarming figures and have prompted some to question whether Australia should follow the example of the United Kingdom and appoint a minister for suicide prevention. Jerry Georgiatos is a suicide prevention researcher based in Western Australia.
Suicide in Australia is at a higher rate of loss than actually the United Kingdom, which has dedicated a suicide prevention minister last year. So they've got close to 5,000 suicides per annum. We've got more than 3,000 suicides per annum. We're a much smaller population, a higher rate of suicide. So the Commonwealth and states and territories similarly so should have a dedicated suicide prevention minister. They need to own it. They need to own it as they do a minister for health, a minister for education, a minister for employment. It needs to be owned. They need to be versed in it. It's the only way to systemic change.
Mr. Georgiatos estimates that 71 suicides among Indigenous Australians have already occurred in 2019 and warned that the total number could pass 200 by the end of the year.
One in 50 of Australian deaths is a suicide. One in 50, that's a staggering, harrowing narrative. But one in 17 of Indigenous, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths is a suicide. One in 17, and that could be underreported. There's a permanency of the trend increasing. Every year since the beginning of this century, the suicide toll has gone up on the preceding year without fail. Suicide is the leading cause of unnatural deaths in this country. We are losing more than 3,000 people per year, and what's happening to our First Nations, Indigenous brothers and sisters is an immoral and political abomination. The only way forward is if the Commonwealth takes responsibility and the states and territories takes responsibility.
The United Kingdom appointed a Minister for Suicide Prevention at the end of last year, and while it's too early to tell whether it's had an impact, the main suicide prevention organisation in Australia says the federal government should do the same. But not everyone is convinced that adding another government minister is the best solution. Pearl Proud is the clinical lead of Headspace Armidale in Western Australia. She says there's a risk of doubling up on services if the UK model were adopted in Australia.
We have a very, very high rate of suicides in Australia, and we have been throwing a lot of resources into the space, and the suicide rate has been quite resistant to the efforts we've been making. If we were to have a dedicated minister for suicide, that minister would have to work very, very closely with the ministers of health. which means that we are now having two people in a space looking at things that intersect.
Ms. Proud says whichever minister is ultimately responsible, the government needs to act on advice given by suicide prevention workers.
We have a ministerial council into suicide prevention in the state. We also have dedicated councils across the country that look at this issue and inform decision makers in the health department as well as particular ministers. Because a lot of this is to do with the work that happens outside of the departments and that goes into departments, and we always need to be looking at how that's integrated into the overall decision making and policy and budgets.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.